Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Zechor Miriam from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Yud Gimel, Shir number 52. We continue with the mission discussing the three things a person should focus on and he won't come to Chet. And specifically, it'll help him avoid Gaiva. Gaiva is one of the arrogance, the sources of a lot of the Chataim a person might come to do. The Chavetz Chaim turns his attention to Lemokim Ofarim Vasaleya. What does it mean when the Kaviv B'Mahalal says, know where you're headed, to a place, a Mokim of Rima Vasaleya, that is going to be maggots and worm food? That's where a person's headed. So ask the Chavetz Chaim, why does the Tana have to say Lemokim, to a place? Let him just say Lerima Vasaleya, to maggots and worms. Answers the Chavetz Chaim, sometimes people think they're going to avoid, they're going to escape this inevitable future. And it's not for them. They're not going to be eventually maggot food. Not them. Sometimes people have this delusion. So to this, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Tanya Kabi Malala tells us specifically that a person has to realize he's not taking his palace with him. Leze amar limokoim ofar perish bechol oifen lo yitnu lecho paltrin gudoilim. Person will not receive his big palace over there, ki mesoich mokom shel rima v'soleya. But rather, a person, after he leaves this world, he's headed down to the earth where the maggots or the worms were. I remember once by a levaya I was at, after we finished burying the mace, I saw a worm come up from the ground, go back down, and it reminded me of this Mishnah. And the point of thinking of this is, once again, it's the antidote against Gaiva. How can I be haughty knowing that that's the end of my life? Of not to be depressed, Chas V'Shalom, but not to become Gaivadik, not to become arrogant. Concludes this piece from the Chavetz Chaim. He says, from the Gemara in Shabbos, Shekoshel Lemeis, the Rima Achas, one maggot entering the body of a dead person, is difficult for the mace, like a needle, when the person gets pricked by a needle. The Kol Sheken Kishashoyche B'Soich HaRima. Even more so when there's so many maggots that a person is going to be the maggot food. It's hard, strong things to contemplate, and the person doesn't want to think about this. But the more one does, first of all, it helps him in the future, because the reason why it'll be difficult for a person after he's not alive anymore is because the more a person is megushimdik, the more a person is connected to Olam Hazeh, to his body, that's the difficulty, the pain, when this inevitable end will come. Histakel b'shoyesh advarim, that's what the Tana is telling us. Look at these three things. If it ain't not a bodily day, a veira, and a person will not come to do an avera.